This is a song from Bonnie Raitt's new best-selling CD.
Help me now, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord, I'm feeling low.
This tune, Hear Me, Lord, was written by one of Zimbabwe's most popular musicians, Oliver Mutukudzi. Raitt is one of his American fans. Mutukudzi is also touring the U.S. to promote his own CD. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with him about his music.
Oliver Mutukudzi's newest CD is titled Vunzi Moto, or Burning Ember. It might well sum up his troubled country and its combustible politics. One of the tunes, in fact, is titled How Will It All End, and contains these lyrics. You may have power, much power, and you oppress those who are weak. How will it all end? The music of Oliver Mutukudzi is so popular in Zimbabwe that an entire genre has been named for him, tuku music. It reflects the musical brew he's famous for, drawing on the varied styles he grew up hearing. Traditional Dandanda village music, Jit or Jiti Electric Township pop, Western rock and R&B, and Zimbabwe's homegrown Mbira music.
All that was always around us because we didn't have a radio at home. So my dad used to bring friends at home and they would sing the traditional songs, that they, you know. And the Mbira music, we use the instrument, the Mbira itself.
Which is, it's sort of like a thumb piano.
Yeah, it's like a thumb piano in a calabash. It's like, a very big pumpkin. And you cut out a small hole, big enough to bring in the Mbira, which is like a keyboard. And you place this little keyboard into the calabash to amplify it. And the tune that could be closer to Mbira music is the track entitled Zivanguva.
That translates to?
Remember time, realize time is crucial, time is money.
Okay.
Respect time.
Zivanguva. Zivanguva.
And Dandanda is a band of drummers with different size of congas and bongos, and you play it like pa bam bam pa pa bam 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 pa bam bam pa bam 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 pa bam bam pa bam bam. You know, that type of music is usually done by the elderly people, where they do the spirit medium business, and the youth, the youngsters, will be outside playing what they call jiti, which is more up-tempo and danceable stuff, and for the youth.
And then possibly mixing in there, someone might be driving by in a car when you were a kid playing Wilson Pickett.
Yeah. Yes. I would listen to Wilson Pickett, especially when my parents take us into town. There you could find a radio here and there. And we started getting influenced by Western music, the Otis Redding, Arthur Conley, the Beatles, Bee Gees, you know, and so on.
You became famous in Zimbabwe when it was still known as Rhodesia. It was the 1970s. There was the War of Liberation going on. Some of your appeal had to do with the fact that your songs contained hidden messages or disguised messages. How would you put a message that the people you wanted to would understand it, but the white rulers of Rhodesia wouldn't have understood?
Well, I'll give an example of one of my songs that I wrote. It's called Mtavara. And if you translate it literally, it says, hit the drum, Mtavara, hit it hard so that everybody else can hear and can follow your tune. But the actual meaning then wasn't like hit the drum. It was like, take your arm and fight.
What about the current troubles in Zimbabwe? It would seem that a couple of the tunes on this CD are addressing some of those troubles. Moto Moto, for example, which is called Fire Fire.
Yes. Moto moto is like, I'm saying, a fire. Why do you wait for a fire to become a big flame to call it fire?
And what? So, but what fire are you talking about?
Real fire.
Political fire?
If ever there's a what you call political fire, then it must be fire.
Able to write a song that directly challenged the current government of Robert Mugabe?
No, I wouldn't do that because it becomes periodical. I hate periodical songs, songs that I can use today but I can't use it tomorrow. If it points a finger to a particular person, when he dies, then that song is going to die.
So the song that's called Tapira, that song is clearly at this moment in time about a terrible scourge that's decimating Zimbabwe. AIDS. Translate that for us.
This is directed to men. Why do you act like a kid? You're supposed to be teaching. Don't you realize the rate we are dying is so enormous that the responsibility is on us men. We should all try and teach each other and remind each other wherever we are that, hey, unprotected sex and being loose, it's not being a man.
It's interesting, though, that while the message is a very strong one and it's almost a severe sort of lecture, the tune is quite laid back. It's very mellow and it's a charming tune. And also you can dance to it.
Yes. You see, in my culture, you see, we use music to diffuse tension. When you're talking of a serious issue, usually you put it on a happy beat so that the happy beat diffuses the tension between you and your listener. So it works very well for us.
Zimbabwe's Oliver Mutukudzi. His new album is called Vunzi Moto, Burning Ember. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.